Next speaker is going to be Johnny.
Thank you. My name is John Ackerlin, and I'm an alcoholic. And I am enthusiastic about this program. I'm very grateful for this way of life. It's terrific most of the time, you know. And thanks for the invitation. First of October, I was 45 years sober, by the grace of God. And I'm forever grateful. To tell you how old that is, it really... Many, many years ago, I was invited to Rye, New York. It was a bicentennial meeting, and Ray O'Keefe, a Superior Court judge, ran that meeting. And when I came there, and Lois Wilson was there, our co-founder's wife, and Jim Berber, who wrote the chapter Agnostic in Big Book, was there, and it kind of aged me a little bit, you know. All of us here, we sure grew up in Alcoholics Anonymous together, and they're very dear to me. First time Bob and I were together, he was 12, had his 12th year birthday, and I was invited to speak in Glendale. And those days it was like, you don't save any souls after 10, buddy, you know. And Bob, you know, he's a full-blooded German. I had a little problem with the Germans during the war, you know. I was in the Royal Air Force for 2.5 years, and you know, and he kind of talked funny then. You know, he's actually born, he has more of an accent than I have. He must practice every night or something. You know, it was 10 o'clock and I had a minute and a half to wrap up my story, and Bob sits out the door there and shout, John, for God's sake, it's 10? I said, Lemke, this is only an AA meeting. We ain't marching into Poland tonight, you know. And John Keefe, he put the roof on my house in Laguna Beach, and I love him dearly. John, we have been together many times. You know, my wife Karen, I met her in Stockholm during the Second World War. She was 17 years old, and I had gone to college a couple of years and went in the Air Force. But anyhow, it was terrific right from the start. The 2nd of April this year, we had married 60 years. And it was nip and tuck a few times, you know. But the first time, she had 44 years of sobriety. She belonged to Elsa Chamberlain's Al-Anon group that she started in her home 49 years ago. And Karen, I should have an Al-Anon birthday. And she said, I'm going to have my birthday in Al-Anon. So I thought I'm going to be funny. So I said, how do you count your birthday in Al-Anon? When you first come in or when you actually surrender, you know. And she said, we counted from the first day we kicked you son of a bitches out of the house. She said, you know, for the record, my grandfather, he died from alcoholic delirium in 1908. He lived in a 2,000-acre place outside Stockholm. They were breeding racehorses. They were beautiful people. But he died from alcoholic delirium. My father, in 1927, started a problem with his liver. And he died 3 years later from cirrhosis of the liver. And I was 8 years old, and it was just terrifying to see him the last few. He was, you know, he was a 200-and-some-pound guy. When he died, he weighed 130 pounds and was yelling, it was terrible. My older brother was brilliant and spoke 6 languages fluently, graduated from 3 universities and very successful. For 18 years, he battled this thing. And he carried a Swedish flag in the Olympics 3 times, and he was a hell of a guy. But he died from this disease in the prime of his life. And my younger brother, He had been prescribed 30 years ago, and they said, your liver is shot, you can't drink no more. He's still drinking. That's the, you know, you and I are the lucky ones because of the evidences in these rooms, you know, and so on. And, you know, I didn't start to drink until I was 31 years old because I had promised my grandmother I was never going to drink due to the fact of my father and so on. But I tell you, when I started to drink, I was working for a door factory in Alhambra. My boss was alcoholic and he wanted to have somebody to drink with. It was hard to get a job. You know, I'm a legitimate immigrant, you know, and I have been in the building business for 53 years, and I lived in Laguna Beach for 36 years, and then I bought a little condominium in Laguna Woods a few years ago, and, you know, I'm... It's kind of strange to be my age group. I'm 86 years old, and I work full time, and I have a 30-year loan. And the guy who approved the loan, if he would take an honest inventory, he would realize that optimism is one of his defects of character. You know? You know, and when I started to drink alcohol, it was the finest thing that ever happened to me. I needed a drink long before I started to drink. For 3 years, it was fantastic. You know, I had a wonderful time. And then my wife ran out of humor. And for 7 years, she tried to tell me I was alcoholic, and I tried to prove to her I was not. And booze was not my problem, you know. You know, and so I drank a fifth from booze from day one. 2-3 years into my drinking, I was up 2/5 of whiskey a day. The last 2 years I drank, I couldn't drink whiskey right away in the morning, but I drank around the clock, so I had discovered codeine cough medicine. The last 2 years I drank, I had 2 half pints of codeine cough medicine every day, 2 3/5 of whiskey every day, and 6 anisins 4 times a day. I was weirder than hell, you know. I was really a son of a bitch, you know. And you know that when I stopped drinking, then I got the shakes. So if I took a couple of shots of booze, it stopped the shakes. Then I had to say that I have to drink all the time because I worked all the time, you know. And I tell you, when I drank alcohol, I felt I was normal, you know. And then, you know, that those last 2 years, I had this 23-foot snake that chased me around the room when I stopped drinking, you know. And, you know, and I can't believe it. He was 23 feet long, you know. And he came slowly across the room, stopped in front of my face and started to hiss at me. And he smelled like death, you know. And, you know, my experience with the snake was this, that the closer he came, the more I screamed. And the noise in my head for my own scream reached such a crescendo to the insulation my brain exploded for my own. That's my experience. My wife, Karen, said in the morning, said that something strange happened this morning around 4 o'clock. She said, you sat straight up in bed, looked in front of you for quite a while, and then you said, ee! One night I made leftovers, she wasn't even there. And that's kind of tricky. She was actually laying 2 feet away from me down. She said, what are you doing over there? You know, I said, I beg you. And when she realized what's going on, she started to laugh at me. You know, I started to cry. I felt it was humiliating to laugh at the guy who was doing his best. You know, I tried a few things before I came into AA to get sober. Went to a minister for counseling every week for an hour for 18 months. And he realized after a period of time that we lacked identification and I had to find my bottom further down. So he said, yes, I go to a psychiatrist. I spent $2,000 with this guy. There wasn't anything he said to me that my wife didn't tell me for free 3 times a day. You know? And everything he said to me was actually the truth. One time he said, you know what's wrong with you? And I said, tell me. And he told it all my secrets and all my emotional problems. And I said, doctor, you're absolutely right. And that's why I drink. I can't stand myself. 2 days before I came into AA, I was picked up at the Thrifty Mart trying to steal a pint of liquor for $3.57. You should have seen me then. I was drunk and unshaven. I weighed 246 pounds and I couldn't even defend myself. You know, I grew up in the most lovely circumstances. My home was a big home. We had a tennis court in the backyard. We had two nurses dressed in bathing till I was 12 years old. And it was exquisite living. That day I looked exactly like a person I should steal a pint of liquor to live. The next day I came into one of my best accounting men. I'm the secretary. I said, I saw you in the market yesterday. I said a four-letter word and walked out of it. There was nothing left. And then came this thing. My wife says to me one day that if you don't go down and try that thing called Alcoholics Anonymous, your sponsor, your minister I talked about, you have to move out. So I went down to the Ilona Club in Anaheim. And they asked me that. There was a lady there. I said, do you have a drinking problem? I said, no. Get along as famously with it. Can you do something for my wife? She's crazy. I'll tell you another thing. If I had known how sick I was, I would never stayed. Stopping drinking wouldn't have fixed that. I had $36,000 worth of unpaid bills. I realized I'd broken my wife's spirit the way I mouthed back to her when she mouthed off to me, you know, and it was terrible. And you know, so this guy got hold of me. Charlie Vick was his name, became my sponsor, and he told me a story. I realized he's worse than I went. And he needs the more, and he is sober. I said, you really were that bad? And he said, well, you don't understand. When I stop drinking, I get the shakes and that snake and weird things and things like that. I said, Charlie, that's how it is when I stay. And then he said a magic. He said, you will only shake for four or five days, and then you never have to shake again as long as you live. And then I broke, and I said, please, show me what to do. And I was in a meeting that night, and I said, please, God, help me today to stay sober. It was not a big deal. I always thought the spiritual experience would be something like, yes, John, what can I do for you, you know? Not like that at all, but my thoughts were perhaps after all this, there's a way for me too. I came home that night and I said to my wife, I said, you know, I don't have to drink anymore. And she said, your eyes look different. I had 10 days of sobriety. I came to a stag meeting and blurted out. I said, I feel so goddamn guilty. And an old timer, he said, the reason you feel so guilty is because you're guilty. You know. Now we have to deal with that. So now I'm guilty, but I don't have to drink over it. I had 2 weeks of sobriety. I came home after a meeting and I lay down and thought to my bed and meditated a little bit. And I said, something is going on in these rooms. Something is going on in these rooms. If there are anybody new here, I hope you stay long enough to have that experience. I still get the goosebumps. I had six, you know, and when I, you know, that the first night there when I had copped out, you know, I said, why did I tell them? Now they know. And I said, that's stupid, I tell them about it. And then we read the Lord's Prayer. And then after the prayer, you know, this guy walks up to me and put his arm around me and said, Johnny, everything is going to be all right. And I believed him. I haven't walked alone since. Then I had 60 days of sobriety. When you have 60 days of sobriety, those days we sometimes say, come home to me and have a cup of coffee and a Coke and we continue the meeting. So I asked these guys, I said, come home to me. I had a beautiful home with a swimming pool, you know, they came home there and we talked about what a great meeting we had had and all that. And my wife was not happy at all. Came out with this big cardboard box, put it on the living room table with all those bills, $36,000 worth of bills, you know. And she said, yes, I know you guys are absolutely freaking terrific, you know, but what in the hell are we going to do with these, you know? And my sponsor said, Johnny, you got to go to work. I said, you mean without nothing? He said, without nothing. I said, can't do it. He was at my door the next morning. I said, we are going. And he drives down to Bad Dijkstraandrijk, and I never told him about that. Contractor, the secretary, saw me picked up trying to steal the liquor, you know. I thought if I tell him, he might fire me, you know. So he says, get your ass in there and give them a bid. I go in down, there's Helen behind the desk, and she looked disgusted. So I said, may I give you a bid? And she said, over there in the corner. So I go to a 2-8 unit apartment, being frames, yams, doors, waters, finished lumber, and so on. And I went over to her desk, and I said, thank you for letting me give you a bid. And then she looked up at me, and her face completely changed. And he just became tranquil, and she said, oh, my God, you ain't drinking anymore. And I said, Helen, I have 60 days, you know. And Charlie stayed with me for 90 days until I had enough galls to work on my own, you know. And so that night, the 60-day sobriety, I had a bite to eat. I went to my meeting. I had a reprieve here for an hour and a half, and I come home. Should have a bite to eat before I go to my meeting. There was 25 phone calls about the people I owed the money to. I had no money, no income. I couldn't write them a check for 36 grand. I said, get out of my head, you know. And I mean, so I called my sponsor. I said, Charlie, they want my money. And he said, no, they want their money. I tell you what I did. I went on a budget, and I worked every day. I stayed sober every day. I went to a meeting every day, and I bought money orders twice a month. And it took me 3.5 years to pay back that $36,000. And it was very important to me to make those financial amends, you know. It was a big day in me. It's a beautiful thing, what's going on in these rooms. And so what is these moments of clarity to me? It's the music in AA. And you all knew, do this, do what we do, don't drink and come to meetings. It's the best deal in town. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.